HD Smartcast. You are listening to Health Shots brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello everyone. Welcome back to another chapter in our She Slays journey. We hope you are continuously inspired by all the champion stories we've been putting out and learn from all our champions to prioritize your health. This week we have another champion story for all of you. We are in conversation with Aditi Srivastava, a 29-year-old corporate CEO living and working in Noida. For almost an entire year in 2018, Aditi was physically and mentally exhausted from dealing with both clinical depression and tuberculosis at the same time. For both, she had to take strong medicines, which had a huge impact on her health and her life. She eventually decided to battle these two concerns with a high-protein diet to counter the effect of the medicines and had to take calculated doses regularly. It was only after changing her routine lifestyle from having a super challenging and hectic schedule to a person who took out time for her health and timely medication helped Aditi to get better and to improve her health within 1.5 years. And for depression, love and care came as the perfect cure. As Aditi says, it was a dark phase, but if she was able to get through and come out of it, it was only because of medication and dedication to get better. Come, let's listen to her story.
Hi, my name is Aditi Srivastava and I'm 29 years old. I belong from Uttar Pradesh and I've been living in Delhi NCR. As a kid, I have always been this very skinny girl and I was very low on immunity also. Huge stomach problems, I was asthmatic and one of the perks was that, I don't know, my guardian angel, but most of the last year exams or the final exams, I used to be critical ill. But because I used to be a good student, I was given decent marks and went through my years. So yeah, that has been the scene, and very low in immunity, high stomach problems, asthmatic, very prone to flu and season changes, has been a kid journey. And apart from that, if I remember as a childhood, you know, I was very into me. I think everything is a people say they love their school days and they remember March and they have BFFs and they go to parties, you know, friends' birthdays and all those things. I was not that kind of a kid. I belong from a joint family where at that point of time, I think 45 members used to live under one roof. My father was also a little strict at that point of time, so he didn't like these kind of activities. He had his own thought points, and at that point of time, I had no other option but to accept it. I don't have great memories of my school life, I would say, not like that. I think mostly I was a very skinny kid, usually ill, so not much of attention of anyone was there. Somewhere between a geek and an invisible person who tried to fit into the group but was strong with the cultural aspects. Then I think in my college life things changed because my asthma increased drastically and I had very frequent attacks. Those things were really, really, really challenging. If I remember correctly, my asthma got detected very late in life, like I think when I was 17 or 18. Until that time, it was somehow dormant. So I had dormant asthma or something like that. But yeah, my first of my attacks where it was considered I was 17, 18 years old. And I think it took a hospitalization for about 2 days to come with the reports and tell me that you have asthma. Then I think my parents tried everything and anything possible in books to help me get cured completely. That somehow didn't work out. So I never went off inhaler. So I always carry an inhaler with me till date. It's difficult, you know, it's difficult to trek, though I love that. It's difficult to be underwater a lot, though I've dived in 2 oceans and a gulf and I've planned to dive in all 5. And it's very difficult to stairs. Now, I'm not doing anything additional for that. I take the elevator. I'm very lazy when it comes to these activities. So then life change went happening. I started working. A lot of leaves from my office I had to take because of this asthma. A lot of attacks came in office. Thankfully, I think in the initial of years, the office I was working with had a very well-equipped what you can say, a restroom with a nurse in it. So I think a lot of times they saved me, literally. They had ambulance on the stand all the time. So I think I worked for a very long duration with them, and they were very supportive with my health. They understood it. There were times, you know, where I had to be on regular week offs where no one else could take in because my immunity had gone very low and I was going through treatment. So, and that, I think, one of the best managers I had, who stood there with me and who knew that, you know, she performs, she can do it. They trusted my talent, I think I would rather say, and supported me in the best possible way they could. Then I think 2018, if I remember, has been one of the most exhausting year for me, because by now you know that I'm low on immunity and you know that I'm asthmatic. I was detected with tuberculosis also. Tuberculosis happened that I think I remember that about 1.5 months, I think I had some problem of not able to keep food in for some time. But the biggest problem was I used to have 101, 100 fever every day. And no matter what I did, how many doctors I visited, we were not able to understand what's happening. I think the whole point was it was a ton of my health invested at that point of time. And suddenly, I think one of the doctors diagnosed it as, you know, that your lymph nodes have some kind of peculiar problem and we might have to operate them now. And that's when I got admitted to one of the hospitals, and there was a doctor, and he said that, before we operate you, let me run some tests. And I was like, there's no possible test left on the earth that you would have not done on me in past 1.5 years. But okay, if you want to just take some more of my blood or whatever is left. So he did it, and I think I was hospitalized for 5 days. Now, I was in fever for 1.5 months, and then I was hospitalized in fever also. And where I went to the hospital thinking, yay, though I'll have a cut in my throat, but the next day, fever is definitely going to go down and I'm going to feel normal about myself. And this doctor, it's been the third day, and he's still not operating me and doing his experiments with his pills, with his reports. I don't know what's going on with me. So I just lashed out on him. I think that day had about 103 degree fever. I couldn't take it anymore, and I just lashed on to him because this is not working out. I was here to be operated. Just fix me up right now. What are you up to? And he said that, you know, give me a day more. If your fever doesn't go by tomorrow night, next day we'll operate you. I was like, okay, I can hold my breath for one more night, because no matter what, I'm getting operated and getting this thing out of me. But luckily the next day the fever did go down. And I was like, yay, this one knows something. He knows what he's up to with me. And then he said, you know, thank God we didn't cut you, because your lymph nodes are not, definitely not enlarged. I was like, okay. And he said, I've done some tests. The results are waited in a day or two, but you can't go home. I was like, finally, I'm out of fever. I'm going home. And I was able to go to work next day feeling fine. And when I come back, I remember my brother tells me that, you know, your report is here and we want to talk to you. And I'm looking at everyone and I know there's something coming up, which is a bomb, okay? And when you think of a bomb, you know, you think of big things. You're like, you know, I'm going to hit the biggest of the giants of the disease, because the entire family is in a drawing room. It's an entire Ekta Kapoor movie environment there, right? Everyone is tense. Brother has a report. Parents are sitting. You can see the pain on the face. I knew something was going to happen. And then all of a sudden said, you know, you have tuberculosis. I said, you know what? There's something wrong. I'm not coughing at all. I cannot have tuberculosis. It's impossible. I'm not showing the symptom. And the reason to say that is because I have been a science student. I knew that tuberculosis medicine requires a routine. And I was, at that point of time in my life, the last person to be on routine. I never followed a routine in my life. I think credit to hostel days and a lot of BPO shift workings. But I did not have routine. So I think the moment I heard tuberculosis in my head, it was the ad where the patient had to take the pills every day, bang on, with that pill box, with the water bottle that you can see on Amazon. So I thought, that's what I need, that's what's going to happen, and it's not, cannot happen to me, because I am not coughing. And then I got to know it's a very different kind of a tuberculosis in a different part, that's why the coughing is not there, but I have to go on immediate medication. And then they told me the side effects of medication. Now, tuberculosis medicines are so, so impactful that you need to be on a very high protein diet. And it also impacts the color of fluid from your body. That's what the bang I had, and I was like, okay. I gathered myself, I took the night, I thought, okay, let's see what happens. Because very around that time, I was also diagnosed with depression. So I was, obviously it had to happen, you know, I was the only kid, not much friends to talk to, plus physically, you know, I had a lot of issues. So already I was on antidepressants, and now I had to take tuberculosis medicines also. And for people, tuberculosis medicines, they make your muscles, I think, swell up from inside. If you can feel how that it feels, that's how you start feeling the moment you take that medicine, at least for an hour and two. So it was difficult to come up the curve, but I absolutely couldn't go ahead and risk myself. So it went on for a while. I think I was in denial. And then I remember one day my dad was talking to me on a very different subject. He was concerned about my future, and he just asked me that, you know, what would you do after this? He was going to make a very important decision in my life, and he said, what would you do after this? And I just realized, you know, with all the conditions that are going on with me, what would I do with it? And I think that's it. Call, you know, my Bodh Gaya happened right then and there in that drawing room, but it just happened. And I was like, no, I cannot say, you know, I didn't say these things to happen to me. But what I can do is absolutely make sure that I walk out of it. Now, because I was on a very high protein diet and I was on very high medicines also, being from very skinny and petite, I went up to, I think, 80 kgs almost, like really. So those problems also started coming up. And I was like, you know what, you're done. This is it. You can't be living like this and, you know, using it as a tool that, you know, I'm a sick person. I have to, I think, carve my own weapon and come out of it. So first thing changed, I started making a routine. I started taking my own self very seriously, listening to what my body needs, which usually one ignores because I have been very focused with my work and career. It's been love for me. So I have taken my health secondary, and I think this was my health telling me that you need to prioritize me. I learned it the bad way, but I did learn it. I went into a routine. I took care of my medicines. And I think that was the reason I came out of tuberculosis within 8 to 9 months. And asthma has been fine with regular yoga, breathing exercises, and making sure I don't do anything that, you know, that just goes ahead and trigger. So the most difficult thing is that I am allergic to fragrances also. So yeah, I make sure with my asthma that, you know, I exercise well. Like, I try to keep lungs happy and hearty so that they don't collapse on me on any point of time. And for depression, I think the entire credit goes to my family and friends. I can't tell the amount of love I have felt in my life. People call about unconditional love, talk about it every day. The love you need to grow you as a person, the love you need to build your personality, the love you need to make sure that you fall in love with your own self. So, yeah, kudos to them. They made it happen. I think what I learned was it was very important to reach out also at times, you know. The reason we don't reach out is because we have a feeling that we'll be judged. But end of the day, that's an assumption basis our own mind. So anything I would like to say in the end to people listening or people around or even to, you know, myself listening this after 5-10 years, I would love to say that, you know, love thyself, not the neighbor. Because neighbor is also loving one own self, okay? If it sounds right. Just prioritize yourself. For me, I think it means prioritize yourself. That doesn't mean become rude, but prioritizing yourself means taking care of your own mental and physical health. I know it sounds bookish, I know it sounds very saint-like, but it's real. So care for everyone a little more and care for yourself a little more.
So this was Aditi Srivastava's story. A boss woman indeed, who not only succeeded in her professional life, but also ensured that her health was her priority throughout. And if there's a lesson to be learned, It's that you need to take care of your health no matter which position you are, which profession you are in, or what age you are in, or what stage you are in your life. So we do hope you like this story. And if you also have a story to tell, then do write to us at healthshots@hindustantimes.com. Till then, take care of yourself. This is Chhaya Dabas, your host, signing off for the week. See you next week with another story. See you soon. Bye-bye.
You were listening to Health Shots, brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.